Yo, what's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Before we get started, pretty soon I'm going to start doing react videos, start reacting to other people's videos, and I'm going to start doing like reviews of movies and any new music albums that come out that I might be interested in reviewing and checking out and whatnot. Before we get started, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketer promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, please check out PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover or a cat lover or animal lover, animal rights activist, you like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts with dogs and cats or business slogans, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. Last but not least, for Shizzle, do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Check out dizzlebrand.com, mixture of agave, tequila, and cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. They got a dozen recipes. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and more. Don't forget the video version of my podcast goes to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble. Follow me on Rumble. You see the pop-up below. And the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slicker. TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. First things first, let me pull up last night's NBA scores. Let's see. Dallas Mavericks beat the Kings by a point. Barely beat them, but they should have beat the Kings. My Charlotte Hornets beat the San Antonio Spurs, and Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball balled out. Sixers lost to the Heat. I'm going to pull this up. Check out this box score. They held the Heat held the Sixers to 82 points, which is crazy. Memphis beat Orlando. I mean, they crushed them 124-96. They should have. Minnesota beat Portland. They should have. Lakers beat Golden State off of like a 50-piece up from LeBron. Let me pull up this box score real quick. I'm trying to see did anybody not play. Okay, I mean, James Harden didn't play. I don't know. Maybe hamstring. Maybe they just want to rest him. Who knows? But James Harden did not play, so they didn't have the full team. And I think the thing with Golden State lately, man, like Lakers beating them, Golden State's lost some games lately. Klay Thompson isn't balling out like he normally does. He's not balling out like he normally does. Let me pull up my standings. We're going to go over Paul Pickett Podcast, Triple P Power Picks. All right, number one. Oh, this is switch, and I knew this. Oh, man, this is crazy. I'm going with the Miami Heat. Number one, I'm going with the Miami Heat. Number two, I'm going with the Philadelphia 76ers. And please note that this is right now why, you know, this injuries of people are out. Number two, I'm going to Philadelphia 76ers. Number three, right now, I'm going Memphis Grizzlies. They got the number, they done passed the Warriors for the number two slot. They're stacked. And Phoenix, being that Phoenix is without Chris Paul, I don't know that Phoenix would beat the Memphis Grizzlies in a seven-game series right now. I just don't know that. So I got Memphis Grizzlies number three, Milwaukee Bucks number four, and number five, I'm going with the Chicago Bulls. So that's my top five. Heat, Sixers, Grizzlies, Bucks, and Bulls. Paul's Power Picks. All right, let me get a couple topics. First, I'm going to start with this Ron DeSantis tells kids to please take off their mask and people were saying he's bullying kids. People, attention world. I don't know if y'all listening, but COVID is not going nowhere forever. It's going to be here to stay forever. So what does that mean? We have no choice but to deal and live with COVID. I mean, if some of y'all want to be masked up for the rest of your lives, go ahead. Be antisocial. Just don't come talk to me with your mask on. Because if I can't look at your face, there's nothing to talk about. I got to be able to look at your face and know that I can trust you. I got to know that you got an honest looking face underneath that mask. So that's one thing. Like, COVID is not going nowhere. It's not going nowhere. Another thing is, not everybody's afraid to die. Just because you're afraid to die doesn't mean everybody else is. I'm not afraid to die. Everybody wearing masks forever is a bad thing for society. You ain't got to worry about social distance. We were socially distance anyways, just automatically by just everybody wearing masks forever. We got to get back to some normalization of just living life, you know. And that's the thing. People die from the flu every year. They die, like 40, 50,000 people die from the flu-like symptoms every year. That's a risk everybody has to take. Even though people can't give pneumonia to other people, people die thousands and thousands, probably about 40, 50,000 people die every year from pneumonia. You know, there's all types of things that you could die from. There's still sexually transmitted diseases. I don't see society being so safe about that. I don't see society masking up for all these sexually transmitted diseases that we've been dealing with for years and years. And that's how I look at it, that people are just going to have to get back to just, you know, living life. You know, I got hit by a car crossing the road. I mean, you know, you never know what could happen at any given point. You know, it's almost a risk to cross the road nowadays when you get hit by a car. When some old white lady hits you with a car and you break your foot, your femur, and dislocate your shoulder, you know. And maybe because that's happened to me and I've dealt with near-death situation before, I'm not scared of COVID, to die from COVID. But first of all, Ron DeSantis was not bullying kids. Because I've never heard of a bully use the word please. You show me video footage or instance where a bully uses please. Bullies don't use please. And even the CDC says you don't have to wear masks no more. So if some of y'all want to be wearing masks 5 years from now, that's on you. 10 years from now, that's on you. Because 20 years from now, we're still going to be dealing with COVID. And also, the strand that's out there that's dominating is Omicron. And that's the weakest. It's the weakest strand. And kids are less at risk than anybody else. Older, unhealthy, overweight people are more at risk than anybody else. You know, why does everybody else in society got to stop living day life? You know, because of this. That's the thing. Like, when we didn't have vaccinations and we had these kind of breakouts, all we did was social distance and wear masks, and we got through it then. I mean, we're at war with COVID. The war is pretty much over. I mean, in any war, there's always going to be casualties. If people don't know that, I mean, then you have no common sense. It's part of war. We were at war with COVID. There was casualties, you know. But Ron DeSantis was not bullying kids. He's basically saying how ridiculous it is that y'all think y'all gonna, I mean, y'all gonna be wearing masks forever, basically. While the rest of us are just living our lives. You're gonna be stressing every single day, wearing a mask, worrying about, are you gonna get COVID? I've been to the grocery store plenty of times with no masks, convenience stores, go inside the Subways, the burger joints, all these places I go into, haven't been sick in 3.5 years, and I can tell you it has nothing to do with a mask. I don't need Dr. Fauci to tell me that. 3.5 years since I've been sick, it has nothing to do with a mask. So Ron DeSantis is not bullying people. He's just stating the facts that it's ridiculous. This COVID's here to stay. You're going to have to deal with it one way or another, and the mask isn't going to prevent you from getting COVID. It's basically when you live with people who have COVID that you're typically going to get it from. When you work with people that have COVID. Those are the top two places you're going to get COVID. At work and at home, because you're around the people for a long period of time in those places. I want to talk about Brittany Griner arrested in Russia for smuggling. I think it was oil. Cartridges with CBD oil or cannabis oil, whatever it is. I see where people, an article was blaming the gender wage gap of why she has to play overseas. All due respect, she has to play overseas because she's living amongst her financial means. She makes close to 3 times what I make per year. I repeat, she makes close to 3 times what I make per year. Why can't she live within her means? She makes over $250,000 a year playing basketball for the Mercury. That's more than most Americans make in four or five years. She makes more 1 year than most Americans make 4 or 5 years. And that's male or female. Because they make about $40,000 or $50,000 a year. She's making 4 years, 4 years of an average person's salary in a year. All right? So there's that. There's also the fact that half the teams in the WNBA don't even make a profit. So what does that mean? The league itself does not make a profit. Only half the teams are making a profit. The other half don't make a profit. That means the league is not making a profit. That's why the NBA has to subsidize and pay them $100 million a year. And it's, first of all, and then she over in Russia, she's getting paid $1 million a year. Why? Okay, if you get paid $1 million a year, which is 4 times your salary, 4 years of your salary in the WNBA, why not just play overseas the whole year? Why not just play overseas if they're paying you more? I mean, all these excuses I'm hearing about the gender wage gap is why she had to try to smuggle drugs and show no accountability, like every freaking country on the planet doesn't have laws and different laws than ours. I mean, like, my grandparents used to, and my mom used to stay in Okinawa, Japan. There was a time when I used to say, damn, I wish I was born in Japan. Until I found out Japan is like 5 to 10 years sentence for possession of marijuana. Then I was like, screw that. It's not so peaches and cream no more. You know, that's the thing. Like, some of these other countries got harsher rules, harsher laws, and all due respect, nobody on the planet should be getting locked up for marijuana. Marijuana is not a drug. Nobody in America, if America would stop locking people up for weed or anything cannabis nature, that would be the first step to prison reform. First step. It wouldn't totally fix it, but it'd be the first big step into prison reform is you got to legalize marijuana across the board and then you gotta expunge all the old cases and all the old records of people being locked up for weed and whatnot. You got to do that too. You know what I'm saying? But other countries might not see it that way. And this idea that this ain't common sense and common knowledge, that if you smuggle drugs from one country to another, you can go to jail. And you have to be dumber than a bag of bricks, a complete moron, a jackass. Your parents must have dropped you on your head a million freaking times as a kid. That's common sense and common knowledge that you can't smuggle drugs on airplanes and from one country to another, that you could possibly go to jail, that every country has different laws and different rules and regulations. There's that. And then this gender wage gap thing is BS because half the teams don't make a profit in WNBA. She makes more money than most people make in 4 or 5 years in America, you know, and she's just living above her means. That's all it is. She's trying to spend more money than she makes. That's her fault. And another thing, more men watch WNBA basketball than men. And I was talking to this with my friend the other day. And he said, this is the greatest point you could ever make about WNBA basketball, of why they should be getting paid as much as the NBA and why they should not. If a guy goes up to his lady and they're in L.A., we'll start with L.A. They're in L.A. And he say, hey, babe, I got tickets to a Lakers game and a Sparks game. Which one do you want to go to? 10 times out of 10, she's going to say Lakers. 10 times out of 10, she's going to say the Lakers game. Stop it if you think it's going to be anything else. Stop it if you think it's really going to be the Sparks game. Who in their right mind would pick a Sparks game over a Lakers game? You have to be wanting to have a boring night. A boring night. You must be wanting to have a boring night if you go from a Lakers game to a Sparks game. I mean, you got both options and you pick Sparks over Lakers. You just want to have a quiet, boring night. Because if you want to go out to town, you go to the Lakers game 10 times out of 10. And that's the best way I can explain it. The women don't even support the WNBA like that. And you're going to blame gender pay gaps. It's not up to men to support with women's sports. It's not up to men. That is solely up to women. It's solely up to women to support women's sports. Because if it's not as entertaining, and that's another thing. They say the competition level is the same. Well, if that's the case, why the hell is Brittany Griner 6'9" and can't dunk? You show me a 6'9" motherfucker in the NBA that can't dunk. You can't name one. You can't name one 6'9" motherfucker in the NBA that can't dunk. Why is it every 6'9"? I mean, Brittany Griner could barely dunk. Barely dunk. Every 6'9" dude in the NBA can dunk anytime he wants to. Even the ones without hops. Even the ones without hops can dunk anytime they want to, man. Stop it. It's the same, man. It's the same, my ass, man. It is not the same. So, yeah, they just People just don't want her to take accountability for doing something that everybody knows is common sense, that you can't traffic drugs on airplanes, not even state to state or country to country. You know that other countries have harsher rules and laws and regulations. And she's making $1 million. She makes $1.2 million a year. You fucking kidding me? She makes $1.2 million a year. The gender pay gap is why she got arrested for smuggling drugs. No, she did it because she has no respect for rules and laws and regulations. No respect for other countries' rules and laws and regulations. She has no respect for Americans' laws and rules. She has no respect for laws and rules. And not that I can knock her, because I don't really agree with the laws of man, but I do follow them. Why do I follow them? It doesn't mean that I respect them, but why do I follow them? Because they have motherfucking consequences. It's like my friend the other day. He made a point. Kareem Stevens, Stranger to Gray. He made a great point. We were talking about a Kim Potter case, and he made a great point, but his point's not really reality. He said, an unarmed man should be able to run from the cops and not get shot, killed. Yes, yes. That should be the case, that you should be able to run from the cops. But this is the problem I have with it. He said, a non-guilty person should be able to run from the cops. No, I disagree with that, because if you're not guilty of anything, then why the hell you got any reason to run from the cops? Why do you have any reason to run from the cops if you're not guilty? And I'm still just going to strongly, yes, you should be able to run from the cops without, if you're unarmed and you're guilty and not get killed. But that's not reality. Reality is that you're not supposed to run from the cops. If you do, you automatically look guilty. And that, perception is everything after that. I mean, what you should do and what you could do is two different things. Yeah, you could smuggle drugs from Russia to the United States if you want to, but should you? No, you shouldn't. Yeah, you should be able to run from the cops, but can you? No, you can't run from the cops. You can't. Because they're going to chase you down. And once again, I'm going to lean on your bad decision can lead to another bad decision. And I totally agree. I totally agree what you should be able to do. But what you should be able to do isn't always reality of what you can do or could do. So, yeah, Brittany Griner, if she does 5 to 10 years in a Russian prison, she got what she asked for. She had blatant disregard for anybody's laws. And she makes enough money when she doesn't have to do it. And anybody that says she doesn't make enough money is just because she's spending above her means. Even I got to watch how I manage my money, you know? We all do. All right, so let me get this last topic, UFC Bryce Mitchell react. I saw this interview, and I'm going to actually start playing these interviews and start pulling up the video footage, because I don't even watch movies and TV too much. I'm just always on YouTube and always creating content for my social media accounts, whether it's TikTok or whether it's podcasts, whether it's vlogs, whether it's promote playlist, whatever it may be. So they asked this guy, UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell, about what's going on in Ukraine and stuff. And I think I agree with him 100% on this. Like, he basically took my stance. Like, why do we always gotta? Why we always gotta come to the rescue for all these countries that will never come to the rescue for us? He didn't say that, but I want to throw that in there. You know, like, he basically said, I'm not going over there to fight Russia for Ukraine. But if Russia, like, if Russia was to come to the United States, he's an Arkansas boy. He says, no, I'm not evacuating the United States and running. I'm going to dig my heels in and I'm going to fight and defend my country. And that's really how it's supposed to be. You know, if my neighbor gets in a fight 10 houses down that I don't even know his name, he gets in a fight with his other neighbor. Why is it my responsibility to come in to the rescue and defend one of them or break it up and stop it? Like, I don't even know these people. And they definitely wouldn't come to the rescue for me, probably. And that's another thing. We come to the rescue for all these countries that would never, ever come to the rescue for us. And it's all about getting leverage. It's all about, oh, we came to your aid, we helped you. Now you got to do this laundry list. Here's the list. Here, you got to do everything on this list. So I agree with this Bryce Mitchell cat. Like, they come over here, yeah, you defend your apartment, your house, you defend your country, your city, your family. But why are we always going over there? And Ukraine, all due respect, Ukraine ain't one of the most, Ukraine is one of the biggest sex trafficking countries in the world. They're some of the biggest sex traffickers in the world. You know, let's not act like they're such a great country, such a good country by moral standards, when some of the biggest human traffickers in the world, you know. So I agree with this cat, like, totally. Like, we don't even know all the reasons why this war is. We probably don't even know the real reason. Probably don't know all the reasons, the real reason. There's so much misinformation, so much stuff always left out, you know. And I'm with him. Why we always got to keep going over there and helping these countries out that won't ever help us? And why is Europe not stepping up? Why is UK? Why do we got to be the front runners and stuff like that? You know, why we got to be the face of it? I mean, we over here across the seas, you know, all them countries in Europe, why can't they band together and take care of it themselves? You know, I just think we look for bringing more matters on ourselves. We're just too power hungry, too power greedy. But I'm with him. Unless they come into Fayetteville, I'm not going over there to fight. I'm not going to Ukraine and Russia to fight. I mean, I don't even know what the hell they're fighting each other for. Because Ukraine used to be part of Russia. Because what, Ukraine took some of the Russian nukes with them? What, because Putin wants them to be part of the Soviet Union again? You know? And then, like, you know, it's really, like, hypocritical of me to, first day in office, Biden shuts down our pipeline, but he gives Putin a pipeline. You know? You help with this dude's power-hungry greediness by giving him the pipeline, probably, you know? You probably put fuel in the fire for this. I just know that we do have to take some of the blame, probably. Especially when Biden opened his big mouth and just going on mainstream media and kept saying, Putin's going to attack. You know, you almost really force a person's hand to attack somebody You know, like there could have been a time when y'all could have probably, you know, came to the table, seen what it really was of why Putin. What will Putin need to not attack? And if he has any demands that y'all could meet, maybe y'all could have got, you know, talked it out. But when you automatically just go out there and say he's going to attack, how much talking is going to be done after that, you know? But, yeah, this Bryce Mitchell cat, I like this cat. And I'm definitely liking UFC cats a hell of a lot more. Hell of a lot more. I'm with them, man. They coming to Arkansas, North Carolina. Yeah. Then we'll put Hills in and defend what's ours. But to go over there and risk our lives for a sex trafficking country who we don't even know why they're really at war. We don't know all the real reasons, man. We don't. And I do, I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel sorry for the citizens of Ukraine. You know, I feel sorry for even some of the Russian citizens and the Russian soldiers, because I've seen some of them didn't even know that they were under pressure, that it was just a training exercise, you know. But that's probably happened in World War II before, too. Like, people didn't know they was going into war and they had thought it was a training exercise, and it wasn't. They were deceived, you know, deceived their own soldiers and stuff and whatnot. So that's the thing. There's a lot of deception across the board. A lot of people being deceived, man. So we don't know what to believe, man. And if you don't know what to believe, it's not worth nothing. It's not worth dying for, man. It's not worth dying for. You know, you want to die for, if you're going to die for a cause, man, you got to know what you're dying for. Why are these countries fighting? Why are we dying? And I think on both sides of the fence, there's a lot of people that don't know what they're dying for, man. And I hope this doesn't go too long, get stretched out too far. Putin gets more desperate. The longer it goes, the more desperate he'll get, I think. That's just my opinion. The longer it goes, the more desperate he's going to get. And as soon as we step foot into this war, that's when things are going to probably get worse for us. That's when what Bryce Mitchell is talking about might come to validity. It might come to life, you know. But I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid of no man. But I'm not running. I'm not going over there and, you know, fighting somebody else's war. It's not my war. You know, until they come to 1066B Hickory Street, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. It's not my war, man. Don't even know why these people be fighting half the time over there. It's just one power hungry person against another, typically. So yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I'm your host, Paul Pinkett Podcast, Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC and PromoPalace.biz, the online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service. Please check out PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, you like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts, please check out New Linen Apparel at NewLinen.com. We also got business slogan t-shirts like Don't Watch This Work, Money Never Sleeps, and just other slogans as well. Also, this podcast, I got a shout out, dizzlebrand.com. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. I'm not dizzling today because it's Sunday, and I don't really dizzle on Sunday, not because I'm religious or not, because it's just really my relaxation day. But don't forget, the video version of my podcast goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. And we got the ad running. We just did a new commercial shot by my friend Kareem Stevenson. Kareem Stevens, a.k.a. Stranger the Great, shot the video in front of my green screen, which is right over here. Little two versions with two different hats, two different shirts, and I'm just going to change the background out, you know, every time and just run different ads. Right now, you can see the ad running on YouTube. And we had an ad run on Facebook for the Byron Brooks episode of the podcast. And I'm actually going to run one for the Mr. Jones episode this coming up week. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check out that episode we did, the Hip Hop 101 Talk with Mr. Jones. We talked about nothing but hip hop on there. You know, I normally don't talk a lot of music, but we got into a lot of hip hop. Really what got us into hip hop and making music and all that. You know, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.